This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a very special pod blast, giving you the best bits of the recent WrestleMania Backlash livestream on the Place to Be Nation Twitch and YouTube channels. For those who are maybe not aware of the existence of these, for each WWE main roster pay-per-view, an excellent group of PTB pod hosts have gotten together to provide alternative commentary, and in the future I hope to expand this to other promotions too. What you're about to hear are some of the highlights of the latest WrestleMania Backlash Live Watch, which have been carefully curated by our very own Matt Souza, who's clipped them all on our Twitch channel. Our first clip comes from the SmackDown Tag Team title match, where discussions surround Rey Mysterio's questionable choice of attire, no pun intended. And also, please accept my apologies for sounding like a Dalek from Doctor Who. It seems like I had issues with my headset.
How do we feel about Rey's outfit tonight? The grey and...
Not great.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
It's like the Batman. Old school Batman, right?
That mask looks like about two sizes too big for him.
It also says the one with the mask down the side, just in case you're mistaken on what it means.
Oh, thank goodness. Why does he have fallopian tubes on his ass?
Because why not?
Alright. Hey. Who am I to judge?
I don't know what that is.
Right? It's not just me, right?
No, it's not. Okay. I was gonna say it's an old school Batman costume, and he's got like the Riddler question marks on his ass, but I really don't think that's what he's going
no.
for.
No, I thought it was a question mark because it is mysterious.
I don't think it is. I just think it's an outline of his buttocks.
No, yeah.
I think he has it on the front too.
It's meant to be question marks. He's always had question marks on his suits, hasn't he? But yeah, it doesn't look like that.
Do they know what question marks look like?
Well, Vince McMahon is pretty old, so yeah, I don't know. Maybe they are supposed to be question marks. I don't know. Mysterio question marks.
I know he's got yeah, the question marks on his like forearm, but
yeah, he always had question marks on his suits, so. Like you say, Mysterio, mysterious, it's that kind of thing.
But those aren't question marks.
They don't usually outline his ass cheeks, though.
No.
And they go all the way down to his taint.
Are we supposed to be questioning his ass? Is that what we're doing here?
I guess. I'm questioning his ass.
Very confused.
I am. Very lost.
The next clip also comes during the SmackDown Tag Team title match, where we are wondering if our watches had broken during the match.
Ray's crying.
Because he just tore his ACL for the 800th time.
Ah.
How can he cry? I thought he lost his eye.
he had the worst 2020 of all.
Lost his eye. Oh. Got thrown off a building.
Now Ziggler's bleeding.
Got chucked off a building, lost his eye.
Now he's going to wear fallopian tubes on his ass. I mean, it's all downhill.
Why is this match still going on?
They think they're the Rock. It's like a Rock and Roll Express Koloff match.
15 minutes long now.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. In name only.
Yes, that match was good.
Yeah. Holy shit.
How long has this been going on now?
About 3.5 days.
Too long.
Yeah, 15 minutes. This is the match, is why we have 6 matches tonight. Fuck. Because of this fucking match.
They're going to remember this as the Gotch Hackenschmidt of its day. Fucking shit.
Shane McMahon and Undertaker are watching this just now going like that. Come on, guys, it's going to be a bit too long now.
Yeah, I will say it's kind of outworn its welcome at this point.
Jiminy fucking
kind
Christmas.
Of?
Wow.
Following that, We have Sean interrupting proceedings to let us know that he's having some unfortunate streaming problems.
Gentlemen, good news!
What?
I'll let you catch up.
Hopefully it means the match is over.
Joe, this match needs divine intervention.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
This match needs...
We're way behind. My cock is struggling tonight.
What do you mean?
Isn't that just
flaccid.
A day that ends in Y?
Sean wasn't the only one who was having issues with the quality of their stream, as Matt also encountered a setback during Tim's introduction to the call.
Well, I wonder what match we're going to have as a buffer for that five-star classic.
Probably going to be some fiend bullshit.
I've already got the Wikipedia page up. Oh, excuse me. What the hell?
Oh, I hope he's not yawning already.
That yawn came out of nowhere.
Oh, boy.
Show's that good, huh?
Hey!
Hi, guys.
That's WrestleMania Tim Capel has joined the chat.
Oh, thank you, WrestleMania Cal McDougal. Who do we have on representing WrestleMania tonight?
Oh, shit, my cock closed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, when that happens.
Hey, Matt, you need to get your cock back up.
I do.
Very unfortunate.
Well, if I push the button a few times, I think I'll be good.
Next, we are about to enjoy the zombie lumberjack match, which has Matt contemplating his life as a wrestling fan.
If this goes 20 minutes, I'm going to need another drink.
Well, yeah, I'm actually going to top up with a sec.
I feel like this gives us opportunity to talk about how we'd reset this bullshit. But if you're enjoying the badness of it, then go for it.
That's a worthwhile conversation.
I'll tell you, right now I want to reset my life decision.
Your life choice.
Starting to watch wrestling.
That's an option as well. No, I think it's a valid conversation to be had.
I mean, I made a choice, and now I'm saddled with it. So
I can't make much of a contribution, but
let me think through this as I continue to watch this classic.
Yeah, it should be very inspiring, yeah. Right?
Wow.
Just think of this as your muse, Sean. This is what's going.
I have no words. This is awful.
This is like if COVID was a wrestling match.
So when would you start the reset show? Would you be like, would you wait till SummerSlam?
I don't know. Let's start by getting rid of the fucking zombies.
Well, yeah. Well, yes.
Throughout the night, Sean was trying to get us to buy into his booking of a reset of the WWE. However, he was briefly distracted during the SmackDown Women's Championship match.
I must say, I think Bayley's looking somewhat hottish tonight, I think.
Somewhat hottish.
Somewhat hottish.
She's looked hottish for a while.
No.
I don't get that type of praise at just anywhere.
No.
I know I'm the only one who thinks that, but
no.
Sean, please calm down. Somewhat hottish. My goodness.
Somewhat hottish.
Calm down, man. Restrain yourself.
Fucking comedian.
There it is.
In the next clip, the discussion takes an unfortunate turn when we start a brief discussion about Happy Meals, and when we hear the alleged reason why McDonald's might not give away toys with them anymore.
Oh, Greeny, I didn't know you'd be so happy that I would buy you a Happy Meal. I guess sometimes it's the simple things.
What's the toy this month?
Harry Potter.
Oh, great.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, they've stopped doing the plastic toys now.
Yeah, because kids were dying.
Jesus.
What? They were eating the plastic. They were eating plastic. I mean, I don't know if they really
McDonald's
died. I might have indulged on that a little bit. I don't know.
I have never once eaten plastic from my Happy Meal toys, I'll have you know.
I know they choked on some. I was a smart child.
You made it sound like a mass event.
Yeah, I said it very nonchalantly, didn't I?
Very nonchalantly.
Did you hear that on the news?
That might be the low-key understatement of the night.
Children were dying by the millions.
This just in, children dying from Harry Potter Happy Meal toys.
Well, here, you know what? I'm going to look it up. Happy Meal deaths. Let's see.
Please Google children were dying McDonald's.
Hermione's Happy Meal choking hazards more than 11.
I want that to be a headline.
Well, it's, happy, it's not accepting Happy Meal deaths. It goes to Happy Meal deals.
Sean, I think if you don't want to end up on a watch list, you may want to do an incognito browser for that. And perhaps Bing would be your best bet.
Yeah, put your VPN.
Well, no, it's a legit thing. Where they were token... anyway. I know I read about it.
This just in, Pokemon toys causing puking in petulant toddlers. More at noon.
Our penultimate clip is us trying anything not to watch the show at this point, and we discuss the upcoming AEW Double or Nothing show, when Sean gets distracted again, this time by not one, but two former WWE backstage interviewers.
I mean, the thing with Moxley is, though, it's like, you know, I know this sounds vulgar to say this, but Renee's ready to pop any minute.
Pregnant Renee.
Does pregnant Renee get on the train? Is that what you say?
I'd be down with pregnant Renee.
Oh, boy.
Even pregnant
this match,
Brandy.
This match needs some zombies.
Pregnant Brandy, too.
Into the mind of Sean Kidd, everybody.
I'll interrupt there, and thankfully I'm not keeping you in the mind of Sean Kidd for too long, as we've come to our last clip, where we discuss Roman Reigns. Some in more detail than others.
Cesaro's done. Yep, there it is. It's
yeah.
Hell of a match, though. Jesus.
That was great.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
Did Roman even use the spear tonight?
Don't think so.
Impossible question.
Saving it for me later.
Wow.
You got to give me that one. That was pretty good.
That was very good.
Follow that couch.
And I waited until the end of the show, so if we got kicked off, it was okay.
It was worth it.
Well, that's just some of the highlights from our WWE pay-per-view live watches on Twitch and YouTube. To hear more of these, there is a playlist on our YouTube channel, which is all of our previous streams in one place, dating back to Hell in a Cell last October, and taking in every pay-per-view along the way, as well as a brief stop-off to the NWA for Back for the Attack. To find the YouTube page, search Place to Be Nation, all one word, in the search bar, and you'll find the channel there. And there will also be a link in the show notes. Whilst you're on the channel, please click on that all-important subscribe button and click the notification bell icon to be made aware of when new content drops. Finally, if you're on Twitch, please give us a follow at twitch.tv/placetobenation, where you will get our monthly live watches as well as other content. The next planned streams are NWA Where Our Shadows Fall with Scott and Dr. G, as well as WWE Hell in a Cell in June. Now, all that's left for me to say is thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in a stream chat box very soon.
We'll be right back. Zombie Nation.